请大家先看两处的圣经。
Let's first turn to two passages of the Bible.
但以理书九章二十四节旧约。
In the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, chapter 9.
下半节。
The latter part of verse 24.
请念。
To bring in the everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place.
这里是说，宇宙中有很大的问题。
Here there is a great question.
这个问题就神有定规，有定期来解决。
Here God has a problem that he must solve.
按照预言，就是主耶稣钉十字架。
According to prophecy, this speaks of the cross of Jesus.
那就是结束过犯。
That is, sin and transgressions must end.
我们都讲犯罪。
When we speak of sin,
但是罪的严重性是过犯。
The severity of sin is the transgressions.
所以罗马书第五章第六次讲过犯。
So in Romans chapter 5, it says 6 times.
一次讲犯罪。
First, it speaks of sin.
一次讲背叛。
And it speaks of judgment.
因为过犯这个字啊。
The word transgression.
乃是在当顺服的权柄之前不肯顺服。
That is, originally we were unable to obey.
并且倒向敌对者的那一边去了。
And so that goes towards the place where we cannot end it.
这是非常严重的罪。
So this is a very severe transgression.
亚当一人一次的过犯。
Because of the sin of Adam.
连累了全人类。
And so all of mankind fell.
这个问题要结束。
This problem must end.
这一次的过犯要把它后果要结束掉。
And so this transgression must come to a complete end.
所以我们主钉十字架。
And so our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
不但如此。
Not only so.
还要止住罪恶。
But he must also complete and end sin.
把它封闭起来。
And stop it.
用权柄对付。
And to
用生命对付。
Deal with it in strength and in life and with his blood.
而且要赎尽罪孽。
And so there must be a price.
听说有一位传道很有名的人呢、啊，他在大陆传道。
There was a very famous preacher in China.
他讲主耶稣担当人的罪。
He said that the Lord Jesus bore all of man's sin.
一个小朋友就问他。
And so a small child asked him.
他主耶稣担当罪，担当这么多的罪，他怎么能够进到天上去呢
？Because he has so much sin on top of him, how did he enter into heaven?
那个传道人不知道怎么答复了。
And so the preacher did not know how to answer.
主耶稣担当罪。
The Lord Jesus bore our sin.
是用赎罪的方法来除掉罪。
He took care of it through redemption.
赎尽了罪孽。
Through a sacrifice, he redeemed us.
所以在旧约里面呢。
And so in the Old Testament.
讲到这个问题的时候。
When it speaks of this problem.
他用赎尽这个动词做根基。
And so he used redemption as an analogy.
产生了另外三个词。
And so there are other terms that go along with this.
不是名词。
They're not nouns.
第一个就是赎价。
First is redemption.
这个叫相等的。
These are the same.
还要超过。
And it goes beyond that.
因为旧约的规定是这样子的。
Because in the Old Testament, the requirement
is 你若是偷人家一头牛。
That you must bring an ox.
要还五头牛。
You must bring, if you steal an ox, you must return five.
如果你留着拉了人家一只羊
，If you took one lamb from another person，
要还四只羊
，You must return four。
你欠人家十块钱
，If you owe $10，
你要还十二块钱
，You must return 12。
赎尽罪业
，And so when
it comes
to redemption， the Lord Jesus redeemed us。
最后
，Lastly，
引进永义
，To bring in righteousness。
如果没有义
，If no righteousness，
赦免是假的
，Then salvation is fake。
除罪也是假的
and also this cleansing of our sin and life is also fake.
用义进来了
when righteousness comes,
成用义进来了
and the Lord comes,
上造世人了
and reveals to man,
加给世人了
and adds to man.
感谢主
and so we thank God.
我们罪在赦免
and so we are now saved.
好像动摇一样的
and it is as if
好像动摇，好像撇了一样的。
And so now we are saved.
神是义。
God is righteous.
主耶稣是义。
God is righteous.
恩典就是义作王。
And salvation is supreme.
过犯不如恩赐。
And so the transgressions cannot exceed grace.
所以这一个四个词啊。
And so these four terms.
这个只接受过犯。
To end transgression.
除尽罪恶。
To cleanse all sins.
赎尽罪孽。
And to end all transgression.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
永远的义已经引进来了。
He brings in eternal righteousness.
请看第二节圣经。
And so the next passage.
彼得前书一章一节。
Second Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书一章一节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 1.
这是彼得讲的。
This is Peter's words.
这个最好是我们就是看下面这句话哈。
And let's look at the end part of the verse.
这个因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
We who have received a faith of the same kind as ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
彼得看得很清楚。
Peter saw this very clearly.
我们的信。
Our faith.
有价值。
Has value.
因为我们的信是根据神的义来的。
Because our faith is based upon the righteousness of God.
这个义啊。
This righteousness
是最大的价值,
it has great value,
永远的价值,
eternal value,
解决了所有的问题,
and ends all problems.
所以这个互相的关系,
and so these two relationships,
我们因信称义,
that we are justified by faith,
我们以信为本,
and now that this
神义加给我们,
faith is ours, he credits righteousness to us.
另外一面呢,
on the other hand,
因为有神的义,
Because there's God's righteousness.
所以我们有信心。
And so now we have faith.
不然你信什么呢?
Otherwise, what do we believe in?
你靠什么呢?
What do you rely on?
你什么都没有得可靠。
You have nothing to rely on.
感谢主。
So we thank God.
这个互相的关系。
This relationship.
因义有信。
That through righteousness we have faith.
因信带到义。
And through faith we now have righteousness.
这个关系。
This relationship
是我们基督徒当认识的。
Is something that we all ought to know.
我记得尼托森弟兄讲过一句这样的话来。
Brother Washman Nee once said,
他说教会如果对客观真理啊不认识的话，
that if the church does not come to know the objective truth,
这是很危险的。
Then it's very dangerous.
你看保罗的书信。
We see the Apostle Paul's writings.
客观真理和主观真理。
The objective and subjective truth,
同时摆在这里。
Are together at the same time.
所以我们今天交通啊。
So our sharing this morning.
请大家耐心一点。
Please bear with me.
我们一同来学习一点。
We will together learn the truth.
第一件事情。
The first thing.
要想请大家注意到的。
That I'd like everybody to take note of.
我只讲三点。
I want to speak on three points.
都是讲到神的义的显明。
Talks about the manifestation of God's righteousness.
但是显明的字呢，在NIV 里面呢，还分得很清楚。
In English, in NIV, the word reveal or manifest is very clear.
第一个是启示。
First is to reveal.
在第一章。
That is the very first thing.
第二个是显明。
Second is to manifest.
在第三章。
That is in chapter 3.
第三个是指证。
Is to show.
这个老句翻译翻译 show S H O W.
In the old translation, it was to show.
就是神把耶路撒冷指示给约翰看。
That God showed New Jerusalem to the Apostle John.
把膏油的七子指示给约翰看。
And showed him the seven seals.
把将来必成的事指示给约翰看。
And he showed John all the things to come.
就是说。
That is to say.
一定成全的。
The things that must happen.
没有怀疑的。
There is no other doubt.
一个很大的见证。
This was a great testimony.
所以中文把它叫做指证。
And so in Chinese, it is to point to.
可以点给你看的。
To declare and show you.
好像主复活以后。
That is to say, as Jesus resurrected.
钉痕。
And the nails.
手上的钉痕。
The nail prints in his hands.
脚上的钉痕。
Nail prints in his feet.
让门徒摸一样的。
Allow the disciples to touch it.
主耶稣指给他们看，这是我的钉痕。
He pointed to the nail prints.
主指上是，这是我的 脚上的钉痕
and pointed to the nail in his feet. And this was something that was a fact.
一点都不是虚谎的。
There is no hypocrisy or lie.
这是三个不同的显明。
These are three different types of revealing.
那么第一个呢？
So first,
在罗马书第一章
in Romans chapter 1,
十六十七节
verse 16 and 17.
这些圣经我们可不可以请大家一同来念一下
Let us read these scriptures together.
罗马书一章十六十七
Romans 1, 16 and 17.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。因为神的义在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。这是原则。
This is the foundation.
什么原则呢
？What is the principle?
义是本于信，以至于信。
That righteousness comes through faith.
按解经的习惯来讲啊。
In common language,
本于信是我们这个信的原则。
That is to say, faith is our principle, our foundation.
以至于信是信的经历。
And your experience.
神定规。
God has appointed that you must believe.
那么我相信了。
Once you believe,
就是本于信以至于信。
And then you live in righteousness by faith.
那还有一个看法呢？
And the other way of putting it,
本于信呢，是我的初步的信心。
That is, it is something that comes from me.
以至于信呢，是信心上的长进。
First, there must be growth in faith.
所以有那改就是信而又信。
That is to say, it is from faith to faith.
这是第二组的解释。
And so this is another explanation.
可是有一次啊，我们在福州读罗马书的时候啊
，One time when we were reading the book of Romans in 福州，
尼德森弟兄他说
，Brother Nee said，
他说罗马书三章三节
，Romans 3:3，
怎么说呢？
What does it say?
说既或有不信的，这又何妨呢？难道他们的不信就废掉神的信吗？
What then if some did not believe, their unbelief will not nullify the faithfulness of God, will it?
他说本于信呢。
He said to have faith.
就等于神的信。
Means God's faith.
以至于信呢。
And so your own faith.
是我们的信。
It must come from yourself.
从来没有听过这样的一个解法。
I originally never heard an explanation like this. I felt like it was right.
因为罗马书三章三节
Because in Romans 3:3
是一个非常重要的话。
It is a very important word.
但是这里头呢，我现在有两点我要交通一下。
And there are two points here that I'd like to share.
第一
First,
从罗马三章三节本身来讲啊
，Originally from Romans 3:3，
这个神的信不是神的相信，不是动词。
That this faith and belief in God is not a verb。
不是神 believe， 不是这个。
It's not to believe。
神有交托的动作，等于信啊。
God has entrusted something to us that is faith。
神交托。这保罗
God entrusted something to Paul.
那么主耶稣在约翰福音二章二十二节
In John 2:22 it says.
当时耶路撒冷很多人信他
That in Jerusalem there were many who believed in him.
主耶稣不把自己交托给他们
But the Lord Jesus did not give himself to them.
所以这个在这里怎么说呢
And so what does it say here?
就是说神把圣言交托给他们
That the Lord gave his word to them.
就是在一节二节那里哈。第一是神的圣言交托与他们
，that he has given his word to them。
啊，这是动词。
And this is a verb。
那么这个名词可不可以这样的解释呢
？And so can we explain this noun？
神的信。
That the faith in God。
就是神所交托的。
It is what God has entrusted。
那么神是交托什么东西交托给以色列人呢
？So what did God give to the Israelites?
圣言。
He gave the holy word.
这个圣言啊，就是道的子为词，子小词。
And so the holy word is scripture.
就是拉加斯的这个词的这个拉基亚这个字。
And it is the term lakia.
那么就是这里告诉一件事情了。
And so here it says one thing.
如果我们把神的信
that if we take this belief that God has given to us.
那么从英文来讲呢
？And in English,
也是四个字。
It's also four words.
四个字，你把它搞神的这个字放开来。
If you put aside what is God's,
你把前面那个信加以贯彻的信
，and take the all faith,
你就看见一件事情了。
You will see one thing.
就是我们中文翻译真道的这个词。
And that is in Chinese the true way.
全部新约。
All of New Testament.
讲真道。
It speaks of the true way.
除了少数的地方是真理之外
，apart from the truth，
其他都是信仰。
Everything else is faith.
中文翻成真道。
In Chinese, the translation is the true way.
因为这圣经大家都很熟了。
And so you may be very familiar with this. And this is in James.
我们务要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
That you will be saved according to the true way.
保守自己藏在神的爱中。
To often hide yourself in the love of the Lord.
我们这些很多人都会背。
Many of you can memorize these verses.
仰望神的怜悯，直到永生。
That you will look unto the Lord for all eternity.
在至圣的真道上造就自己。
And then you will be saved.
那么在保守自己藏在神的爱中。
And to hide yourself in the love of the Lord.
所以基督徒啊。
And so for Christians.
这个真道。
This true way
是非常宝贵的
is very precious.
有的人讲啊
some say
十字架就是十字架
that the cross is just the cross.
有一天我看听一个弟兄在讲十字架很简单
one day I heard a brother share who said that the cross is very simple.
我听得很害怕
that it is very high and I'm very afraid.
我跟他讲这弟兄这个话错了了
and so I told him this is a wrong concept.
十字架很高很高啊
yes, the cross is very high.
因为福音是福音的奥秘的。
There, it is the mystery of the gospel.
有的人什么呢？真道福音就是劝人家悔改啦，讲这个故事啦，
那么
讲一篇啦，叫人家悔改的道理了，不就是福音？他有的是这样的。
That you must repent, and then you will come to the knowledge of salvation, and you must think about all of these things.
那么别的真理的更高了。
And all the other truths are a little higher. To
圣洁啦
overcome sanctification, these are all higher terms.
没有十字架，没有圣洁。
Without the cross, there's no sanctification.
没有十字架，也没有得胜。
Without the cross, there's no overcoming.
没有十字架，也没有生命。
Without the cross, there's no life.
所以保罗说福音的奥秘。
And so Paul says the mystery of the gospel.
整个罗马书就是福音。
The entire book of Romans is the gospel.
神儿子的福音。
The gospel of the Lord Jesus.
就是真道。
And that is the true word.
所以你若是把这个神的信这个字啊。
And so if you take God's faith.
你把这个 THED信跟神的这个字给它拉开来。
If you take apart the word believe from God's faith,
那么神所交托的
，and what God has given,
就是神的信
，which is God's faith,
交托什么呢
？Into what?
交托神的圣言
，and that's also His.
圣言是什么呢
？His holiness. What is that?
就是真道。
That is the true way.
所以罗马书十七章怎么讲呢
？And so in Romans 10 it says,
我们信道
，that our belief.
是用听道来的。
Is through hearing.
听到
And hearing.
是从基督的话来的
Through the word of God.
那就很清楚了
And so this is very simple.
所以这里可以这样从狭义来讲啊
And so here from a very narrow perspective.
那么神的信
That to believe.
就是神的真道
Is God's word.
就是神的圣言
And that is his holy word.
因为从这个全二节三节连下来看的话呢可以这样的可以这样的解释。
And so you could see that from chapter 3, verse 3.
我再请注意。
And so again, take note.
这里不是说你不信，神相信，不是神相信。
It's not that God believes.
因为信这个字啊。
Because the word believe.
是非常广义的一个字。
Is a very large term.
它是广义的。你可以说信实就包括在里面。
It encompasses faith.
有把握也包括在里面。
It also encompasses the word trustworthiness.
从起点已经掌握住了终点。
From the beginning to the very end.
启示录二十一章说。
In Revelation 21 it says.
做宝座的说。
That upon the throne.
都成了。
All are accomplished.
那是在1900多年前约翰在巴摩海盗上看异象都看到了。
In 1900 years ago, the Apostle John saw on the island of Patmos, and God's word
用过去时。
It speaks in the past. It's all completed.
所以这个神的信呢、啊、
？And so God's belief or faith.
不管是近代的信。
Whether it's in the present time.
不管近代的，不管是动态的。
Or whether it's an action.
神是蛮有把握。
God is full of assurance.
神是看得必成。
He says that it must be completed.
成了。
And it is completed.
我们现在还没有到国度时期哈。
Even though we haven't come to the very end.
我们更没有到永世。
When we get to eternity.
但是神说。
And there God will say.
都成了。
It is completed.
这是神的信。
This is God's faith.
那么在这个动态里面有很多的变化。
And so in today's day, there's many changes.
感谢主。
And so we thank God.
神又显出他的信实。
God reveals his faithfulness.
也显出他的可信。
And also reveals his trustworthiness.
显出他的成全。
And also his power.
那么这么多的方方面面。
All these aspects.
神怎么表达的？神的话怎么表达的
？How does God reveal himself?
神用一个字表达。
He uses one word.
神的信。
God's faithfulness.
这是个很宝贵的事情。
This is a very precious thing.
这并不是说你不信。
It's not that because you don't believe.
神相信。
And God believes.
好像神还要相信一个什么东西。
As if God must believe upon something.
神就是信。
God is belief.
信本身就是神。
Faith is God himself.
就是包括方方面面。
And so this encompasses many aspects. Faithfulness.
可靠。
Trustworthiness.
他是阿拉法。
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
他是初，他是终。
He is the beginning and the end. He is the complete.
不管什么变化。
No matter what the changes are.
神必成。
God will accomplish.
所以不好用许多的话来说。
And so it's hard. We can't use many words. God uses one word.
神的信。
God's faith.
你说神的信是也可以。
You can say that God has faith.
你说神的必然成功也可以。
You can say that God will accomplish.
你说神的把握也可以。
You can say that God.Is trustworthy.
你说神的旨意通行在全宇宙中也可以。
And you could say that he will accomplish his purpose in the world.
但是用一个字。
But in one word.
信。
Faith.
神的信。
God's faith.
这是个很宝贝的事情。
This is a very precious thing.
所以你说圣经他讲一讲这个字的时候吧。
So when Brother Nee speaks of this word.
很惊奇。
We were all very amazed.
等于信。等于什么信呢？
That he is faith. What is this faith?
神的信。
This is God's faith.
神计划。
God's plan.
神执行。
That he will work.
神成功。
He will complete.
这是荣耀归给被杀的羔羊。
And all glory be unto the Lamb of God.
那么这个义是本于信。
And so to
have,
to have God's righteous faith.
但是彼得讲的时候呢。
When Peter speaks of this.
神和我们救主耶稣基督的义。
This is The Lord Jesus, the righteousness of the faith of His righteousness.
要加上主耶稣的名字摆进去，而且加上说他是救主。
And He also adds in the name of our Lord Jesus, the Savior.
这特别跟我们有关系。
Because this has a relation to us.
你要注意这个神的恩典，那个很奇妙的一件事情。
God's grace to us is a very amazing thing.
不错。好多书卷头上这样，愿神和主耶稣基督的恩典领导你们。
Yes, many verses say that the grace of our Lord Jesus be upon you.
但是到了后来，好多书信的后面呢。
But many of the other letters at the end.
是讲主耶稣的恩典。
It just speaks of the Lord Jesus' grace.
最后一节。
The last verse of the Bible.
启示录二十二章。
In Revelation 22.
最后一节圣经。
The very last verse.
怎么说呢？
What does it say?
愿主耶稣的恩惠。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus
与众圣徒同在
be with you all.
哥林多后书十三章
in 2 Corinthians 13,
最后一节圣经
the very last verse,
愿主耶稣的恩惠
that the grace of the Lord Jesus,
神的慈爱
the love of God,
圣灵的交通
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
与众圣徒同在
be with you all.
为什么要特出主耶稣的恩典来呢？
Why do we speak of the grace of the Lord Jesus?
在义上面呢？
And also in righteousness,
神摆在前面。
That Christ is spoken of first, and the Lord at the end.
因为神的义
because His righteousness
从基督里出来
came through Christ.
神的义为主
and that He is the Lord.
那恩典叫做义作王
and so grace allows righteousness to be supreme.
为主
and also in the Lord Jesus.
这个区别啦
this difference.
我们当然我们不要去这个。 这样子的做咬文嚼字来，不是这个咬文嚼字的办法啊。
It's not something that we can explain.
这告诉我们一件事情。
And so this tells us one thing.
借着基督成功了赎罪的大事。
That the great salvation of our Lord.
恩典开始那个做王了。
When grace became king.
罪和死作王完全撤去了。
And took away all other things and became supreme as king.
在基督没有来以前。
Before Jesus came.
罪和死作王。
At the end became king.
没有解决。
It did not end sin.
真的神是恩典。
And yes, God has given grace.
从出埃及记三十三章圣经说。
And so in Exodus 33 it says.
我是施恩典的神。
That I am a God who gives grace.
我有恩典。
I have grace.
我有恩慈。
And I have loving kindness.
说了。但是那个时候。
But at that time.
恩典不能做王，恩典还没有做王。
Grace could not be supreme.
还有恩典抗衡的东西。
Because there was still a rebellion.
就是罪和死。
That was sin and death.
他才做王。
Sin and death was still supreme.
现在古人凭信心。
But now through faith.
仰望主。
We can look to God.
预期盼望主的十字架的救恩。
As we look upon the salvation and the grace on the cross.
但是他们在那赦免。
Through, now we have.
可是罪没有除去。
Now we have a cleansing, but sin has not completely been ended.
所以基本来说。
And so in Hebrews it says,
献祭断不能除罪
that without sacrifice, sin cannot be cleansed.
就不能把罪拿走啊。
We can't take away the sin.
还存在在那里。
It's still there.
感谢主。
And so thank God.
十字架成功了。
Because of what has been accomplished on the cross, sin is done away with. There are four different ways of saying this.
讲这个除去罪。
Of how sin can be dealt with.
其中有一个说法呢。
One way.
好像削果皮一样的。
It's like shaving fruit.
包到果子在里面。
It encompasses the fruit that is inside.
把果皮来，皮都给你削光了。
As you take the skin off of fruit,
是这样的除法。
It's like taking it away in this way.
这是阿佛在讲这个除法。
And so this is the first way of describing it. We thank the Lord.
罪和死的完全没有了。
And so now there is no more power of sin.
恩典有个更大的源头样的，更大的不是。更大的一个冲巨大
Grace is even greater and now it has come
领导人的身上
and has come upon men
所以圣经里面就主耶稣的恩典
and so now it says this is the grace of the Lord Jesus first it is God's
恩典是主耶稣的恩典
and the grace is the grace of our Lord Jesus
那么我们今天读的这一个原则性的这个关于这个神的义领导加给我们这个事情呢
And so when we read about how God's righteousness is credited to us, we see one thing.
这个启示
This revealing
不是从人间来的
is not revealed among men.
是从天上来的
It is revealed from heaven.
保罗讲得好清楚
Paul says this very clearly.
这是启示
This is revelation.
因为关于神的义的问题啊
Because when it comes to God's righteousness,
绝对不从人间那个产生出来
it cannot come from men.
我们中国人也讲义。
In the Chinese, we also speak of righteousness.
但它的结果是什么呢
？But what is the result?
结果到理里面去了。
It comes into the.
义理主结论。
It's simply a principle.
它的义呢
？That type of right.
是人间的道德。
Is being morally right.
而且还很多政治目的在里面。
And it also speaks of many laws.
现在神的义。
But now God's righteousness comes from heaven.
这个启示这个字啊
This revealing,
罗马书第一章也讲了
In Romans 1 it also speaks of it, that God's wrath
从天上显明
is revealed from heaven
在人的不虔不义上面
against all ungodliness and unrighteousness
人的不
虔
不义
of men with ungodliness and unrighteousness
如果用人的标准来看呢
if you look at it from men's perspective
连定义都下不准确的
that we can't even be righteous
但是感谢主
But we thank God.
神在天上。
God is in heaven.
他的宝座。
And he is on the throne.
他的要求。
His requirement.
显明出来。
Has now been revealed.
神的愤怒。
And God's wrath.
领导不虔不义的人身上。
Has now come upon all ungodly and unrighteous ones. And is revealed from heaven.
也不是人间的标准。
And it is not a rule from men.
所以我们每一个罪人来到主的面前。
So for all sinners who come before God.
是伏在神审判之下。
Now we come beneath the judgment of our God.
腓力士在做巡抚的时候
the Pharisees,
保罗向他传福音
when Paul tried to share the gospel with them,
传什么呢
what did he share?
公义
righteousness,
节制
and sanctification,
将来的审判
and the judgment to come,
这个大官
And this great ruler
不是听神的爱
It wasn't the love of God
不是听神施恩给帮助人
It wasn't that God is going to give grace and help others But righteousness
节制
And sanctification
将来的审判
And the judgment to come
我们每一个罪人
For all of us sinners
在神的面前
As we come before God
要接受神的义的话
For us to receive his righteousness
现在看见我们在附带审判之下
We must come beneath his judgment not that because I have sin but simply that I must be judged I am condemned
所以这个义是称义的根据
and so righteousness is the basis of being justified
称义是定罪的反面
to be justified is the opposite of being righteous
称义就不定罪了
if you are justified you are not condemned
当时主耶稣的话说
And so according to our Lord Jesus, in chapter 5, verse 24, that all those who want to hear my word come to me, you will not be condemned. And that means you will not be judged. These are all principles.
那么我们看约翰罗马一章十六十七节的时候啊
So when we see Romans 1:16 and 17,
既然看见这本于信以至于信
That we see that for everyone who believes, this is a principle.
那么这个本于信呢
And that is this faith.
我也看了一下
We also
神的信
see that it is God's faith.
神的真道
And God's true way.
这两个意境
There are two different meanings.
那么另外还有一件事情
Another thing.
这个本于信
that in faith
义是本于信
it is a righteous faith
在腓立比三章九节
in Philippians chapter 3 verse 9
保罗怎么说呢
what does Paul say
他说他在神的面前不是有自己行律法的义
that before God it's not that he has anything that is counted to him
乃是有本于神乃是有信通过信基督
But that it is through faith that he has received Christ.
就有了本于神。
So that he has what is God.
你基于信心的，你基于相信的。
That through believing,
那个义。
He has that righteousness.
本于神。
That through God,
以信为基础。
And now that faith is the foundation.
Upon that. Upon. 在信的上面。
That upon faith.
叫做这个义。
Now he has righteousness. What is this righteousness? It is God.
那么这里是本于信。
And here it is on faith.
腓立比三章九节是本于神。
And in Philippians it says on God.
这里说是本于信。
And here it says by faith.
那么这个人不是矛盾。
And so this is not a paradox.
不是矛盾。
It's not a paradox.
因为这就跟那个罗马三章三节那个神的信呢连起来了。
Because this is connected with God's faith that is spoken of in Romans 3:3.
我们的根源
Our foundation
是信
is faith.
也跟这个根源也是根据神的信。
And it is also based upon God's faith.
所以保罗说是根据源于这个本于神。
And so Paul says the foundation is according to God.
本于信。
According to God, we have God and faith, and it is connected.
如果我们的信呢
If our faith
还是凭我们的感觉
is still based on our own feeling
凭我们的某一些错误的目的
or to our own according to our own ulterior motives that are incorrect
而不是把神
and not according to God
作为的根源
as our foundation
那个有问题
then there is a problem
所以每一个弟兄姊妹啊
So all brothers and sisters
在主的面前
Before God
就是你得救的
If you are saved
有生命的也追求了
You have life and you also pursue
你还在检查在主的面前留心
And you are still figuring out if you have faith
要除去不信的恶心
And still struggling with disbelief
千万注意
Please take note
我看见这个有的好像很前面的这个弟兄姊妹
I see many saints that have gone before us
在那大灾难临苦难临头的时候
that in trials and in tribulation
在某些场合里面
and in some mistakes
说了一些不该说的话
they have said things that they should not have said
为什么缘故呢
why is that
很可能
it is very possible
我个人的猜测
this is my own guess
后来考虑他们呢这个信了主以后
that after they believed in the Lord
就马上进到这个 前面的高层的这些弟兄姊妹中间
they came among those brothers and sisters who are much more advanced
读看书谈的话
to read those books and speak those words
都是很属灵的事情
to talk about very high and spiritual things
但是在当初的时候还有什么问题
but at the very beginning whatever questions they still had questions regarding the Bible
对道路的问题
and according to the way
对信心的问题
and questions in faith
并没有真正的解决
did not really resolve those questions
所以等到情形转变的时候
and so when the situation or environment changed
啊，他们里面潜伏着的那些问题啊
The very shallow questions that were still in their hearts.
是出现的时候才有的问题
That these were the questions they had when they first believed. It wasn't solved.
就成了自己的难处了
And so now it becomes a problem.
我仔细想这个事情
So when I think about this carefully,
我在主面前祷告
I pray before the Lord.
求神怜悯我
May the Lord have mercy.
是不是我里面还有不信的恶心
Is there still disbelief in my heart?
是在某个点上我还是没有信心
Is there any problem or issue that I do not have faith in?
特别是我们的神是超过超时空的神
Our God surpasses all time and space.
我们很容易用有限的思维来限制我们的神
Because of our own limitations, we limit God.
我们很容易从字面上的问题啊来翻译到神性的问题神根的问题
Because of questions on terms or terminology and words we have doubts about who God is
所以我奉劝大家
And so I ask everyone
不管你今天有多高的追求
No matter how much of a pursuit you have
你要在主面前看清楚
That before God you must be clear
是不是还有不信的恶心
Do you still have disbelief
对于主再来
Before his return
对恩典的作王
in grace being supreme
对教会里面所有的问题
some of the questions in the church
有没有不信的恶心
do you have disbelief
这是求主怜悯
may the Lord have mercy
所以这点好清楚
and so here's very clear
腓立比三章九节
in Philippians 3:9
和这里罗马书一章十八节
and also in Romans 1:18
是相关的
it is
相通的
it, they are
本于信
complete that because of faith
本于神
Because of God,
你的信的那个范围啊,
that within faith,
要以神为对象,
you must have God as your object.
感谢主。
We thank God.
我记得有一次,
I remember one time,
在一个地方聚会,
I was meeting at a particular place,
一个信徒做见证,
and a person gave a testimony.
大概年长的人晓得他有唯物论的思想,
and those who were elderly knew that he had some concepts that were incorrect.
那个弟兄做完见证之
后啊, and so after his testimony,
他就对他说弟兄啊
He said to them, brother,
我诚实地告诉你
I honestly tell you
神的实在
that the reality of God
比我坐这个椅子里还实在
is even more real than the chair that I sit in
我们坐的椅子很实在的
the chairs that we sit in are very real
神的实在比这个还实在
but God's reality is even more so than this
我当时听不大懂
at first I didn't quite understand
这个很宝贝很宝贝
but this is very precious
等到经过许多的变化
After many changes,
我稍微体会到一点。
And many environments, I began to understand a little bit.
真的是稍微体会到一点。
I can understand a little bit.
神就是实在。
That God is real.
神就是实在。
That God is real.
超过我们的感觉。
Beyond what we feel.
超过我们的经历。
Beyond our own experience.
所以这是启示的。
And so this is revelation.
以赛亚书四十五章。
In Isaiah 45.
第八节。
Verse 8.
先知怎么说的？
What does the prophet say?
诸天裂开
that all of heavens will open
公义从天从穹苍下降公义从穹苍下降
and that righteousness will come down from the heaven
地面开裂
and the earth will open
产出救恩
and cause salvation to come
使公义一同发生
so that righteousness will come
这个图画发出来了
and so when this picture is drawn
诸天啊裂开吧
that oh heaven will you open
主耶稣神的义
That the righteousness of our Lord will come upon men.
他来了。
He has come.
穹苍降下公义。
And that through the heavens righteousness comes on the cross.
他复活。
He has resurrected.
裂开。
And the earth has split open.
救恩产生。
And grace has come.
公义一同发生。
And righteousness also comes. And so for us,
在基督里
in Christ,
成为义。
We are now justified because God's righteousness is in us. His life is in us. And so there are two points in this righteousness. First, it is one that gives us, cleanses us from our transgressions. The first, and also we have life. Both are in us at the same time. And so when you are saved, praise the Lord, all sins is cleansed and we are no longer condemned. No longer judged. On the other hand, life is inside of us. And righteousness is inside of us. And so to say,
啊, 就是我们说圣经的说,
and so now we are no longer bond, in bondage.
啊, 但是我们不要从义里面服力,
and so now we are no longer free from righteousness, but we are now bound in righteousness. And so we are no longer ashamed of our former wrongs. And we no longer commit the previous wrongs. As the Holy Spirit comes, now there are two things. First, that we feel ashamed of the previous wrongs. Not ashamed before God, but ashamed of the things that we have previously committed. And in this world doesn't talk about shame. Particular women. Forgive me for saying this. May the Lord have mercy on us. This feeling of shame and the bondage of righteousness now has come upon us. So this is the first thing. God's righteousness comes through faith. It is through faith. And now through faith we have righteousness. And now we live by faith. And now we have this resurrected life inside of us. This is the first point.
这个比较,
perhaps I am not very clear about this point. Secondly,
就是罗马书第三章,
in Romans chapter 3,
从这个十一节的下半节,
from the second portion of verse 11, second portion of verse 20.
这句话, 因为律法本是叫人知罪,
for the law comes with the knowledge of sin.
21节一直到24节, 24节,
and then verse 21 through 24.
这里说神, 如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来,
but now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested. This is not a revealing from heaven, but a manifestation.
显明这个字呢,
this word manifest, it speaks of light,
就是蒙了光照,
that now we have been enlightened. In Romans 1,
神的永能和神性,
that God's eternal purpose, so that he, as he reveals himself to us, has now been revealed into the hearts of men. So the first revealing of God's righteousness is revelation, comes from heaven. It comes from heaven. The Lord Jesus is not created. He comes from heaven. He is the second Adam. He's not the second Adam, he's the second man, and the last Adam.
那么这里呢,
and so here,
就讲到显明了,
it speaks of manifestation.
显明在哪里呢?
Where has it been manifest? In the hearts of men. And so this is our subjective experience. That God's through, out of the law, now the God, righteousness of God has been revealed. What is the result of the law? That is the knowledge of sin.
623条,
in 663 different laws.
如果你不怜悯这个寄居的不怜悯孤儿寡妇,
and so if you do not show mercy to widows,
如果你对一个奴仆苛刻,
and so if you treat a foreigner poorly,
七年你都让他回家了,
and you go home,
你不让他回家,
and you do not allow them to come with you,
要回家, 他回去的时候,
when they leave,
你对他小气,
and you are selfish to them,
不肯多给他东西,
you don't give anything to them,
神要定你的罪,
God will condemn you and judge you.
你造房子
when you make a house,
在阳台上面
and on your balcony,
你 不做栏杆
if you don't make a rail,
人掉下去了
and someone falls off,
反正屋主 有罪
then there is sin on the owner of the house.
又是三条就律法了。
And so out of all these 600 different rules,
这也是罪，那也是罪。
This is a sin, that is a sin.
还有更大的心理罪呢，律法还造不出来。
And so the commandments, the law doesn't speak of the,
但是先知讲出来了。
The sins within the heart, but the prophets speak of it.
耶利米书第四章说,
In Jeremiah chapter 4, it says,
存在你们你的心里。
That sin is within your heart.
要到几时呢?
Until when?
丰水以后。
Even afterwards,
神就知道,
God knows.
人从小时心里有恶念,
even if we have evil thoughts,
从小就有,
then that is sin.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
神有忍耐,
God has patience.
神有宽待,
He has forbearance.
神借着律法,
and through the law,
叫人, 叫从律法的条文里面,
through all the regulations in the law,
看见自己的罪,
we can see our own sin.
如果更蒙怜悯呢?
If we have more of His mercy, we see the sin within our hearts.
这是先知书讲出来的地方。
These are the things written by the prophets.
所以律法是叫人知罪。
And so in the law, we see sin.
叫人知罪。
And the prophets witness to us that we have sinned.
那么现在怎么办呢?
So what do we do now?
除了律法之外。
And so apart from the law,
也显明在我们的心里面。
Now it is manifested in our hearts.
显明在我们心里面，叫我们知道。
And so now righteousness is manifest in our hearts, so that we know we need mercy.
这里就说了。
And so here it says,
这个神，因为神，这就是神的意义。
Because of the righteousness of God, through faith in Jesus Christ,
加给一切相信的人。
For all those who believe,
并没有分别。
There's no distinction.
因为世人都犯了罪。
For all have sinned,
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God. And so,
向我们神的恩典。
We are justified.
耶稣的救赎。
As a gift by His grace through redemption.
就白白的。
As a free gift, we are justified.
这是我们每个人，我们好像我们大家都经历了这个恩典了。
And so this we have now all experienced.
我们经历了这个恩典，我们要感谢主。
We thank the Lord for this experience.
但是这里请注意啊。
But please take note.
因我们这些人都犯了罪。
Because we have all sinned.
这生命是被审判的。
And now in our life we must be judged.
那么我们的亏欠呢?
And so for all these transgressions, we fall short of the glory of God.
这个亏缺神的荣耀啊。
When we fall short of the glory of God,
一直亏缺下去。
We fall short continually.
比方说你五年前犯的罪。
Let's say 5 years ago, the sin that you committed.
这个亏欠呢?
That falling short.
亏欠到今天。
You fall short even until today. You still fall short.
所以这个问题是很严肃的问题。
So this is a very severe problem.
很严肃的问题。
Very severe.
这不在乎我们对罪的感觉。
It is beyond what we feel.
因为我们对罪感觉太肤浅了。
Because our own feelings are very superficial.
我们不知道我们的损害是何等严重。
We don't know the depths and the,
比方说,
of our sin.
我们的一个眼睛。
Let's say our eyes.
我们的眼睛可以犯很多的罪。
Our eyes can commit many sins.
亏欠了神的荣耀。
And we fall short of the glory of God. God created your eyes.
不是为做这些。
Not for these things.
设造你的舌头。
God created your tongue.
不是为做这一切。
Not for these things.
你不能够把荣耀归给神。
You cannot give glory to God.
反倒是恶念诽谤。
But because of all of our sins.
亵渎上天。
As we look upon heaven.
诽谤遍地。
And as all things change.
这是诗篇里面讲人的这个嘴巴的事情。
And this is what.
所以我们这样这个情况的一个人呢、啊、
And so for this type of condition,
罪身
sin is in our nature. This is a body of sin.
罪的眼睛
the eyes of sin.
罪的嘴唇
the tongue of sin.
罪的心思
a sinful heart.
我们的悟性都变坏了
our nature is corrupt.
所以像这样的情况的人怎么办呢
And so what is our condition? What should we do? So here it says,
神的恩典因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义
that we are justified as a gift by his grace through redemption in Jesus Christ and so here there are two terms
一个词就是发明救恩
here the redemption
一个词就是施行救赎
and also to carry out redemption
这个发明救恩呢、啊、发明救恩
And so first, creation of redemption, in Chinese,
就是前所未见的
is that something that you nothing has we have not known this before.
现在发现出来了,
but now it has been created.
对于救恩,
so in salvation, for those in the Old Testament, they only hope for salvation.
期盼,
they hope for salvation. They hope that God will redeem them.
可是呢, 外面的, 要经过, 要经历里面的,
but those who really experience this within them, very few experience the salvation. And it is as great as the oceans.
只有个别的人蒙到了,
but only a few people have experienced this. Many did not. But thank the Lord.
今天,
today,
神发明救恩,
God has created salvation. And he has completed redemption. In Psalm 111,
九节,
verse 9,
在救恩里面,
it says
盼望神施行救赎,
that he has sent redemption to his people.
救赎不是成全了的,
and it was not completed.
虽然我们讲惯了成功的救赎,
even though we say that this is a completed salvation,
但是圣经里面呢, 没有这个字,
but in the Bible it doesn't say
圣经里只有施行救赎,
that. It only says redemption has been
wrought,
that it has, the price has been paid, and so now we have freedom.
路加福音12章那个18年驼背的妇人,
and so in Luke it speaks of a woman who had a hemorrhage for 18 years.
耶稣按手在她身上,
the Lord touched her.
对, 你脱离这病了,
may you be saved from this illness.
这个脱离啊,
and this deliverance is this type of redemption.
就是释放了,
you have been delivered.
过去的问题解决了,
the previous problem has now been taken care of. This is redemption. That it has been wrought. It has completed this. And now we have been redeemed. This completed salvation has now been accomplished. So all of us who have been saved out of sin, now we are redeemed. And when we are taken up, we
林前一章三十节讲啊,
and so
哥林多前书一章三十节,
in 1 Corinthians it says
我们对于在基督里是本于神,
that we are his people,
神又赐给我们的智慧,
and that he is our wisdom,
公义,
righteousness,
圣洁,
sanctification,
救赎,
and salvation.
罗马第八章说,
in Romans 8 it says
将来,
that in the days to come that he will redeem us, so that we will be redeemed out of this body of sin. And so redemption is an action, and salvation has been accomplished. And so through this accomplished salvation, God has created and has saved us from ourselves so that we have freedom. And then we will be taken up to see him. And so Paul says very clearly that Christ is our righteousness,
圣洁,
sanctification,
救赎,
and redemption.
这个智慧呢,
and wisdom
不是单行, 不是单向的,
it's not a singular wisdom.
智慧是有个 quotation, 一个引号,
that there is a quote
包括下面三件事情,
that also encompasses the following three things.
公义, 圣洁, 救赎,
righteousness, and sanctification and redemption.
公义是根基,
so righteousness is the foundation.
我们蒙了光照,
now we have received enlightenment. We are saved.
脱离罪的捆绑,
and now we are delivered from the bondage of sin and justified by faith freely. So we do not have to pay anything. So we thank our Lord and thank him for his grace.
这件事情,
for this thing has now been revealed, manifest in our hearts. First it was revealed from heaven, and now we have it manifest in our hearts. Our hearts know that our Lord has saved us. This is a great thing.
那么第三样,
the third thing,
就是这个第23、24、25节,
Romans 3:25. God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood.
是凭着耶稣的血,
in his blood.
借着人的信,
through faith.
要显明神的义,
this was to demonstrate his righteousness.
因为神用 忍耐的心，宽容人先世所犯的罪。
Because in the forbearance of God, He passed over the sins previously committed.
他的天使显明他的义。
To demonstrate His righteousness.
只能知道他自己为义。
At the present time, so He would be just.
也就是耶稣的人为义。
And the justifier of the one who has faith in
Jesus. 那么这件事情和上面的救赎这件事情。
And so this thing in regards to the previous.
不说明一个问题。
It has a question.
信。
Faith.
是什么呢？
What is it?
是一个律。
It is.
请看十七节。
And let's look at verse 17.
十七节怎么说呢？
What does it say?
这个不是用，这个用，用合法没有的呢？没有夸口，人不能夸口。
In 27, verse 27.
叫他没有不能夸口的。
What is this boasting? It is excluded.
是用立功之法吗？
Of what kind of law?
不是。
Of works? No.
而是用信主之法。
But by a law of faith.
这个法就是律。
This is a law of faith.
Logos 就是律。
It is a law.
信的律。
A law of faith.
信是本。
Faith.
信是律。
Is the originating and also the law.
好像律法的律一样的。
It is the same as the law of the Old Testament.
这个。
That type of law.
这个律呀。
This law.
它有很多的细则。
It has many regulations.
很灵活的。
A lot of things in it.
它也很牢靠的，牢固的。
And a lot of ordinances, a lot of principles.
我们信主是信心什么件事情呢？
But the word faith.
信心是个律。
Faith is also a law.
你离开的信心没有办法。
You can do nothing apart from faith. If you don't believe,
得不到救赎。
You can't receive salvation.
就这样子。
It's just like that.
所以啊。
And so.
当我们要看见信心是个律的时候。
When we see that faith is a law.
我们就在主的面前。
Before God.
敬畏神。
We revere him.
感谢主。
We thank him.
神定了这个律。
He has created this law.
还有自然界有很多律。
Yes, there are many other laws.
这些律的你可以运用它。
And you can use those laws.
但是你不能够随便更改它。
And you, but you cannot change them any way you want.
你要遵守它。
You must, must hold on to them. And so for God, God has made the faith into a law. You must believe.
你当信神。
You believe in the Lord.
对啊。所以我们就要看见这个世界是个律的话。
And so if it is a law,
那我们就要顺着这个律去。
Then we must follow it.
就服这个律。
And to obey it.
你看，就请把主耶稣在地上召呼召门徒。
When the Lord Jesus called his disciples on earth,
讲了很多的情形。
He spoke of many conditions.
这许多的情形，如果你单看这个一条一条的情形情况的话。
If you go away from these conditions just a little,
你会觉得哎，这个事情我怎么办呢？
Then you say, what can I do?
比方说，对那少年财主说。
For example, there was one who was very rich.
你要变卖一切所有的。
Oh, sell all that you have.
救济穷人。
And help the poor.
你还要来跟随我。
And then follow me.
这个少年才觉得甚难。
And so this young man felt this was very hard.
好难好难。
So difficult.
他就走了。
And so he left.
忧忧愁愁地走了。
Very despairingly.
当然这是对个别的人的要求。
Of course, this was a very personal request.
好像对保罗的要求一样。
A similar request of Paul.
保罗还独身。
Paul was single.
保罗把一切都放下。
He gave up everything.
这是保罗的神对保罗的要求。
This was God's requirement of Paul.
主耶稣并没有叫每一个人把财物都变卖。
The Lord did not require all of us to sell all our possessions.
尼哥底母还有他的财物。
And so you can still have your possessions.
加利利的妇女。
And so women.
跟随主耶稣一同上耶路撒冷的。
Who also followed the Lord Jesus to Jerusalem.
他们都是你的财物。
They did not have their own possessions.
那供给主耶稣和门徒。
And they took what they had to help the disciples.
那么个人不同的情形。
So everybody has their own individual circumstances.
对个人呼召与不同的话。
God has his own calling to each one of us.
归纳起来。
And as he gathers us, this becomes faith.
就是信。
This is faith.
你信了。
Once you believe,
做不到的事情。
The things you cannot do.
你到时候也可以做得到。
Then you will be able to do it.
你信下去。
Keep believing.
你先信。
Just believe.
信了以后。
After you believe.
神能够让你做到。
God will allow you to be able to accomplish. This is a law.
这个 我最近看一本书啊。
Recently, I'm reading a book.
讲这个以色列的过约旦河啊。
That when the Israelites crossed the river Jordan.
与主同死的。
Speaks of how we are also
不要
together with him in death and in his resurrection. It is not according to our feelings.
你也不要搞禁欲主义。
And so.
Sensitive. 也不要搞禁欲主义，也不要搞律法主义。
And so you do not need to believe in asceticism.
那怎么样呢
？Or mysticism.
你信。
Just believe.
主的死就是你的死。
God's death, the Lord Jesus' death is also yours.
每个以色列人都晓得约旦河在我的背后。
All the Israelites know that the Jordan is behind.
不在我的前面了。
It's not no longer in front.
我过来了。
We have all crossed.
十字架是告诉你，你已经死了。
The cross tells you that you have already died.
你死了。
You have died.
你不要再在那里活。
You don't have to continue to live.
已经解决了你的问题。
The Lord Jesus has already solved your problem. He's counted it to you.
你信。
Believe.
就是这个信就对。
This is the law of faith.
这是信就对。
This is the law of faith.
那么到了第三步的时候啊。
And so this third portion.
那个这个显明就不同了。
This manifestation or revealing is different. It's showing or to declare.
那么这个事情在哪里显明出来呢？
Where has this been shown?
在信心里显明出来。
Shown in faith.
这里请大家稍微耐心一点看讲。至少看三节圣经。
So please bear with me. Let's look at three passages.
一节圣经是以弗所书第二章第七节。
The first is Ephesians 2 verse 7.
以弗所书新约。
In the New Testament, Ephesians.
保罗在这里讲到，神要把他极丰富的恩典。
Here Paul speaks that the surpassing riches of his grace.
就是他在基督耶稣的恩慈。
That his kindness.
显明给后来的时代看。
Will be revealed in the ages to come.
这个显明呐、啊。
This showing.
跟这个这个三我们看这罗马书三章的这个这个二十五节那个显明是一个字。
And the, also the showing in Romans 3:25 is also the same. It is to demonstrate.
神的恩慈。
God's grace.
是恩典的丰盛。
It is the abundance of His riches.
有一位弟兄讲说啊。
A brother once said,
我们中文的这个文言圣经呢
that in Chinese, one of, one of the translations is God's favor, that he has favor towards you, God's favor.
这个很有意思。
It's very interesting.
那位年长的弟兄他们说的，但我还更喜欢恩宠这个字。
And one elderly brother says he really likes the word,
还更有,
that
更有这个很很有滋味
God's favor has a lot more taste or flavor to that word.
这个恩慈是怎样呢?
And this grace, what about it?
恩慈就按照罗马书九章的话啦。
Grace
就好像这个橄榄树根一样的。
It's like the roots of an olive tree.
也就是砍下去，就是砍下去了。
Even if you cut and take away that tree, and you connect to the roots,
接到里头去。
Once you connect it to the roots.
在你们常在神的恩慈中
to be rooted in the love of God in the grace of God
一个植物啊看这个树是很大的作用的树根很大的作用
and so we know that the roots of a tree has a lot of uses
一个人告诉我这个树啊要几千公斤的水柱拿上来了
that a tree trunk is able to pull up many
a
huge amount of water from the roots.
我们处理水是水往下。
For us to get water, we use pipes.
可是植物里的水是水往上。
But the tree pulls up the water from its roots.
你不管转这个尖端里面的稍稍里面的那一个东西。
No matter how.
也能够从那根里面。接受水分
It's able to draw its nourishment and water from its roots. And so grace is a very great thing. All grace.
恩典讲巨般的恩典
The surpassing grace.
Manifold, yeah, 巨般的
恩典 The manifold grace.
恩慈的
And
一切的恩慈
All the manifold abundant grace. It is a huge term.
所以这里说恩慈显明给什么看呢
And so here, what grace has been demonstrated to us has been demonstrated to the ages to come.
你不要怕，你不在国度里头啊。
Don't be afraid that you're not.
因为我们现在已经在神爱子的国度里面了。
Today we are in the kingdom of God.
已经在神爱子国度里面。
We are already in the beloved.
基督要基督的服事。
That the ministry of our Lord Jesus, forgive me for saying, because the Bible says this,
在真神所里做执事，执事就是主父，主父是的。
That he is the minister of all of us. He is serving us.
他今天服侍，供应我们。
He serves us. And provides for us. And in the kingdom to come, he will continue to provide for us. Before the throne of God, he will continue to provide for us. And so this is a great revelation. He wants to point to you that in the ages to come, that he wants to show you the surpassing riches of his grace. And this is Ephesians 2:7. So, brothers and sisters, don't be afraid of his return. Even if you're not ready, you still want him to return. Forgive me for saying, but when I was in prison, I thought to myself, when I go home, do I still want the Lord to come? In my heart, I made a decision. I still wanted the Lord to come. I still hoped for his return. Do I want to go home? I wanted to go home. But I placed that in the second position. The first is for his return first. I prayed this. So today, don't waver in your own feelings.
圣经连转的就教我们说是你看自己呀。 看基督看一千遍，你看自己一遍都不要看。
The elderly brothers told us, look upon the Lord Jesus 1,000 times. Don't even look at yourself one time.
因为你的解决是解决了。Because
yourself, God has already solved that problem.
所以这个显明呢很重要。So
this revealing or showing is very important.
这是一个。This
is one.
第二个事情。The
second thing.
腓立比书第二章。In
Philippians chapter 2.
19节。Verse
19.
就是你们，我你们的救，对不起。一章二十八。第几章？请报。二十八。啊。第几章？一章二十八节。啊，一章。 这里说你们的救，我们的救和恶人的沉沦，都是出于神，在显明这件事情。The
sign of destruction for them, but salvation.
好，这件事情告诉我们，This
verse tells us that our eternal home
就在这里
is here.
这是用时间来表明的。
That in
time.
Right now, it demonstrates his righteousness that to come, it will also reveal his righteousness. That this is according to his righteousness. And this is something that is very important thing. When you receive this, you are saved. If you reject God's righteousness, and you don't want the salvation on the cross, and then you will be destroyed.
这个指证呢,
this demonstrates that this has something to do with time. So the first revealing is revelation. The second is a manifestation in the heart. The third is a showing in time. So, brothers and sisters,
我们的主,
our Lord,
他掌管一切的时间,
he reigns over time. This is a very important
matter.
We do have a future.
我们的信,
our belief,
是信到永远,
we must have faith until the end.
信到国度,
in, even in the kingdom to come,
信到主再来,
until he returns,
信到新天新地,
until the new heavens and earth.
那么今天我就把这三方面呢交通一下。
So today I'd like to share these three points.
我们做基督徒的人,
so for us who are Christians,
从这个神的原则里面来看,
in God's principle,
我们的信,
our faith
是根据神的信,
is according to God's faith.
我们的这个因信本于信也是本于神。
Our faith and justification is also through God.
本于信就是本于神。
When it's through faith, it's also through God.
这是件很大的事情。
This is a great
thing. 神是你的对象。
Because God is the object of your attention.
信的对象。
He is who you believe in.
至大的神。
He is the great almighty God.
全能的神。
The all-powerful God.
无所不知神。
The one who is no longer
in... 全智的神。
He is the all-sufficient and all-powerful God. He is the one that we believe in.
所以这件事情呢,
so this thing
是最基本的基本。
It's a very fundamental of all fundamental points.
第二个我们称义了。
And then we are justified by faith.
我们白白的称义了。
If through a free gift.
宝血洗净我们的罪。
The blood has cleansed us of our sins.
那么这个事情呢,
And so this matter
是我们心里面知道的。
Is something that we know in our hearts.
是显明在我们心里面。
Has been manifested into our hearts.
第三,
Third,
是我们看见主耶稣做到永远。
We see that the Lord Jesus is the propitiation of our sins, the highest sacrifice.
路加福音十八章。
In Luke chapter 18.
那个财那个税吏祷告。
The Pharisee, the taxpayer, he prayed, and he did not want to look up to heaven. He said, "Lord, have grace upon me."
可怜我这个罪人。
Have mercy on me.
这个开恩呐。
Have mercy.
很稀奇。
Is very interesting.
命令句子。
It's a commandment,
imperative.
An imperative.
你求你，你替我献一个挽回祭，意思这个意思。
Please be the atonement or the sacrifice for me.
哦，这是最高的祭呀。
This is the highest sacrifice.
那个到神面前去的有功效的啦。
This has effect even in before God the Father.
赎罪。
And so.
赎价。
Redemption.
赎罪祭。
The atonement,
最高一个,
the highest, is the sin sacrifice. And so this comes before the mercy seat, and it is eternal. It is forever. And so the taxpayer's prayer is very important. And so the Lord Jesus' example,
求神开恩可怜我这个罪人,
God be merciful to me.
神啊, 你要给我献一个挽回祭啊。
God, you must give that sin offering for me.
哎呀，这个祷告真是祷告。
This is a great prayer.
这是宇宙性的祷告。
This is a prayer that is of the Lord.
有没有听说的就这样的话？
And so there is this word that when we pray,
有一种祷告叫求银两的祷告。
That sometimes we seek, we want fortune.
神还没有决，好像是这保险这个名字，好像是神还没有这个，好像神还没有表态。
As if God has no,
这个雅各样的了哈。
We pray like Jacob.
去了耶跟着神，跟着神的使者摔跤。
That we struggle with the Lord in our prayers. And until the Lord touches us on our
hips,
this guy
who is
we still grab onto the angel of Jehovah. You must bless me.
所以有的弟兄说了，这是求银两的祷告。
And so it is a prayer asking for blessing. We want fortune and blessing.
这个话好。怎么说呢？好有恩典的感觉。
This is a prayer that is so full of blessing that touches his heart.
求银两的祷告。
We pray for blessing.
这个税的祷告啊。
But the taxpayer's blessing prayer is also for blessing.
真祷告的好。
But he prayed very well.
最高的祭。
He saw the highest offering, the eternal propitiation.
把恩典带来的祭。
The one that brings his grace.
把永生带来的祭。
That brings eternal life.
他要这一个。
He wanted that.
他要神预备。
He wanted God to prepare it, not for men to prepare.
你给我选一个这样的祭。
You pick this offering for me, not something that men can offer. He doesn't want that.
神的儿子
God's son,
给我们献了一次
gave one
永远的挽回祭
and an eternal offering, one that is eternal.
感谢主啊！
And so we thank the Lord.
今天我就交通，这么一点点。
Today I just share these points.
我再分
享一句话。One last word.
神的义
God's righteousness
在我们身上。
Upon us.
一面,
on one hand,
是施行救赎,
it does give us salvation.
赦罪,
it cleanses us from sins.
爱子的血带蒙赦免,
and his blood cleanses us so that our transgressions are covered.
另外一面,
on another hand,
这个义是生命的义,
this righteousness is also of life.
在我们的里面,
in us.
灵因义而活,
and so through faith and righteousness we live.
灵因义而活,
we live
基督活在我的里面,
because Christ lives in me.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天就交通到这里。
We share into here.
但是主恩待我们。
May the Lord show us grace.
还有一件事情。
One more thing.
就是这个我们的诗歌啊。
In our hymn book.
第427首。
Hymn 427.
第二节。
In the stanza, second stanza.
现在的翻译是把老的翻译改掉了。
The current translation has changed from the previous
original. 老的翻译第二节下半节怎么翻译的呢？
The original at the bottom it says.
那个成功神的一切意图。
That all of his righteous, all the benefit of his righteousness.
使我得以蒙恩惠。
So that I may have
strength.这个诗歌用这个词。
The older version says that.
那实在上讲起来呢？
But the correct translation.
你赐我们，你赐给我，你赐我们一切的义。
All our righteousness he gives us.
下面就说呢，又赐我力，又赐力量。
All our strength.
日复日，day by day.
From day to day.
这个是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
主耶稣在受洗的受浸的时候啊，
When the Lord Jesus was baptized,
约翰说，
He said to John,
你当这样尽诸般的义。
We ought to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
这个义是单数的。
This righteousness is singular.
但这个诸般的是 all, 就是一切的义。
But he says to fulfill all righteousness means surpass, encompasses all.
是一切的义。
His righteousness encompasses all. And this righteousness,
在新天新地里面
Even in the new heaven and earth,
充满着整个宇宙里头,
will encompass all the universe.
这个宇宙是安定了,
and so now everything will be stable. No more enemy. There will not be the enemy. And no,
一直往前发展,
the old Adam will no longer be there. Everything will be united.
义是神的圣性的一切的要求,
and so now it fulfills all the requirements of the Father.Because it is righteous in all.
不能够离开义的。
And now we no longer depart from righteousness.
我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
And so here the Lord Jesus said that we must fulfill all righteousness.
整体的义。
We must fulfill all the complete righteousness.
整体的义。
The entire righteousness. And then he completed it. And so this hymn is well written.
这个写得很清楚。
And so in English it's very clear.
真是把那个一个整个的义。
He has given us this entire righteousness to us. We thank the Lord. So through this righteousness, we can enter into the new heaven and earth. I share into here.